White House says it is structuring the Bitcoin reserve. Two agencies want it. The White House said on July 6th that the U.S. government is working to structure its strategic Bitcoin reserve and broader crypto stockpile, according to a Watcher Guru post relaying the statement. The same afternoon, Bloomberg reported that the plan has been complicated by two government departments competing to run the reserve, alongside open questions about which one has the legal authority to do so. Bitcoin traded at $63,632 as of July 6, 2026, up 1.5% over 24 hours and 6% on the week, per CoinMarketCap data. The fear and greed index sat at 29 in fear territory. The statement did not move the market in any visible way, which says something about how many times traders have heard a version of this announcement. 16 months in, the reserve is still a concept. President Trump's March 6, 2025 executive order created the Strategic Bitcoin Reserve and a separate digital asset stockpile seeded with Bitcoin the federal government already held from criminal forfeitures. The order also directed agencies to study budget-neutral ways to acquire more without new taxes or asset sales. Since then, the public milestones have been thin. In May 2026, White House official Patrick Witt said an announcement was coming within weeks. July has arrived, and the update is that the government is working to structure the reserve. That is not nothing. Structuring implies decisions about custody, accounting, and governance are actively being made. But it is also the same category of statement as the last one, a promise of process rather than a deliverable. On-chain estimates of federal holdings have ranged from roughly 200,000 to over 300,000 BTC, depending on which seizures and pending forfeitures are counted, with tracker figures published in early July putting the United States hoard at around 2.8 times the verified holdings of every other government combined. At current prices, even the low end of that range is worth more than $12 billion. Two departments, one pile of coins. The Bloomberg report is the more revealing of the two signals. A reserve needs an operator, someone to hold the keys, publish the accounting, and execute any future acquisitions. 16 months after the executive order, that role is apparently still contested between two departments, and Bloomberg's sourcing suggests neither has a clean statutory claim to it. The dispute matters beyond bureaucratic theater. In government, as in personal crypto, the entity that controls the keys controls the asset. Treasury running the reserve implies one set of rules around audits, congressional oversight, and disposal authority. A different department running it implies another. Until that question resolves, the reserve cannot publish a custody framework, and without a custody framework, there is no way to verify what the government actually holds versus what trackers estimate. There is precedent for how slow this can go. The executive order itself took years of campaign promises to materialize. The gap between reserve exists on paper and reserve operates with published rules has now outlasted two separate White House timelines. Traders have priced in the waiting. The muted market reaction fits the pattern. Bitcoin's 1.5% daily gain on July 6 tracked the broader market rather than the announcement. ETH rose 0.6% on the day and 10.8% on the week. SOL gained 1.2% and XRP added 0.9%, per the same CoinMarketCap snapshot. Nothing in that spread points to a reserve-driven bid. A fear reading of 29 also frames the stakes. The reserve's most bullish interpretation has always been future acquisitions, a budget-neutral program that makes the U.S. government a structural buyer. A structured reserve with published custody rules is the prerequisite for that. A structured reserve that merely ring-fences forfeited coins changes little about supply and demand, since those coins were already off the market. The distinction will show up in the eventual details. If the structure includes an acquisition mechanism, that is a supply story. If it stops at accounting for what was seized, it is a filing cabinet,